USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's up to the Justice Department to make the legal determination to delay the presidential election in November. Pompeo responding to a question by Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia.
The Department of Justice, others will make that legal determination. We all should want, I know you do too, Senator Kaine, want to make sure we have an election that everyone is confident in.
The comments coming after President Trump sent a tweet early on Thursday where he floated the idea of possibly delaying the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. A senior administration official, though, telling Fox News that the president is simply raising a question. President Trump touring the American Red Cross headquarters in Washington, D.C. this Thursday afternoon, asking folks to donate plasma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As coronavirus relief talks ramp up ahead of a key deadline for unemployment benefits, which are set to expire on Friday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling out the Democrats who are not even wanting to negotiate.
They won't engage when the administration floats a narrower proposal. They basically won't engage, period. The Speaker and the Democratic leader are playing rope-a-dope with the health, welfare, and livelihoods of American families.
On Wednesday, coronavirus deaths in the country surpassed 150,000, with more than 1,000 people dying every day, mostly in southern states. This news comes as federal officials warn 21 states that they are in a red zone and should impose more strict restrictions to help control the virus. And NASA's mission to Mars is underway. An Atlas V rocket carrying the Perseverance rover was launched from Cape Canaveral Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
During a Democratic-led House hearing this week, Attorney General William Barr defended himself against the Trump administration's deployment of federal agents in response to nationwide protests over racial injustice and of his leadership of the Justice Department. One of the more interesting things in the hearing was the fact that Democrats were only asking Barr for yes or no answers. John Yoo is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. He also served as the general counsel for the United States Senate Judiciary Committee under George W. Bush. I had a chance to ask him his impressions of this hearing.
It was a terrible hearing as a former Senate staffer, and I thought actually the members of the committee came off looking quite poorly. They didn't need Attorney General Barr. They reminded me in a way of second-rate baseball games we're watching where they got cutouts of real people in the stands. They could have just had a cutout of Attorney General Barr there because all they were doing was giving speeches and making wild accusations and then not even giving Attorney General Barr the right to answer. Barr did a good job, I think. America saw someone being patient, answering in good faith. The person was in command of the facts and the law at issue. And what they were treated to instead was a circus on the part of their elected representatives in Congress.
Hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.